Scott is here.
Scott's been here the whole time.
I walked out to the garage to see you before you came in. How did you get by me?
How exciting.
It was the camouflage.
Now we'll have to say afterwards.
You know what? He had these trees.
Like a ninja.
Okay, sorry. We're a moment late. I didn't realize that until Steve walked in.
Since he's always late.
Yeah.
6:31 on the nose.
Okay, I'd like to call to order the Orange Village Planning and Zoning Commission Joint Architectural Board of Review for Tuesday, April 2nd. Please call the roll.
Anthony Lazar.
Here.
Kathy Moran.
Here.
Eric Newland.
Here.
Scott Lewis.
Here.
Brian Hicks.
Here.
Judd Klein.
Here.
Mayor Kathy Moran.
Here. Okay, who is here for the Miles Road, for the lot consolidation at the church? Please join us. You are Tiffany Cornwell. You're Jonathan Eastman.
I'm Jonathan Eastman, the professional engineer.
You are the engineer?
Yes.
Do you know why they're consolidating it?
They said that something to do with repaving the parking lot, fencing, other things that they have plans to do.
About getting financing.
Right, exactly.
Okay.
Also has to do with taxation on multiple lots and various other aspects, even though they're
all
nonprofit. Yeah, they own it all, but it's just, like you said, it's...
it's a complex world, right?
Mm-hmm.
By the way, planning and zoning, this approval will be subject to the engineer's approval. He had a whole lot of... technical,
compliance with the code.
It can't get filed without it getting corrected.
And they've seen those, and they have a
request. That's the correct version right there.
That we will submit.
It's already been submitted.
Has been submitted to the engineer. Great. Okay.
Well, it's been submitted.
So it's just this parcel right here that we're.
Yes, the highlighted.
The others are.
That's
Calentini. Yeah, I was going to say, I'm consolidating this in here.
Those are already consolidated because they used to be this way.
Yeah.
Yes. And
they front on land right now, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And there's houses on those houses.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So now this lot, and as far as you know, they've never been consolidated.
No, they haven't. They're still separate on the deed, legal description.
Okay.
Separate lots.
I mean, you know, Steve, I mean, you know, we would not allow something to be built like that. But obviously this had to be built a long time ago.
Yeah, this was built.
Right. Technically, the
probably
building
we had a planning commission.
Is still all on this parcel.
Right before Mr. Waddell?
So the building is all on this parcel. So could have been built.
It may have been compliant.
Right.
but there was another church here before, too.
Yes,
and
way
that
back
was,
when that was taken down.
Right. And that was on this lot.
Yes.
That's all great. That's history. They're asking to consolidate the parcels, and there's no legal basis to say no.
I'm just confused as to, you know,
Brian,
how this lot could have been built on like it is now.
Well, unless the buildings extend over the former property line. And they meet all of the other requirements for the building.
That's the only way it could have happened, or they cheated. I mean, what other choice is there?
Well, you said the existing building's all on this lot. So.
But the paving and the parking lot and everything else is on the other lot.
And you're allowed to pave right up to the property lines. So.
Planning and zoning, is anyone prepared to make a motion to approve subject to the village engineer's satisfaction?
Now the question that the engineer brought up was that right of way. As far as the Miles Road, and you're saying that is correct, mm-hmm. that it actually does extend into the right of way.
It's just funny that it does it for part of it and not all of it.
What happened was this was transferred as is and held in reserve. And then when these were transferred, the rest of these in a plat, they gave away an additional right of way.
So but they platted the road as part of that.
This plat. One never gave that away. So you can.
So we're driving over their front yard all
no.
the time.
No, the road only extends to here. What it would affect, and it was actually talked about, I'm not sure if you're doing it, there sidewalks, like a bike path through there.
The trails.
Yes. So you run into a problem when you hit that right there. You have to sneak around it. And their sign is right here.
We have to speak about what?
Where's the sign?
You can't go through their...
The sign is located right here.
Yes, we can if it's in the right of way.
It's not in the right of way.
So you can put the bike path or whatever along here, but once you get to there, you have to come out and go around that.
Right away.
Or you have to pay them to move the sign and buy that little piece of land off of them.
No.
I think that's a problem.
If this is in the right of way, we don't have a problem. You know better?
No, that's, like I said, if you're putting a bike path in along here, you have to jog out and go around and come back.
Well, we're happy to jog out because the whole thing is meandering.
Right.
But I don't know that we're jogging because of an ownership issue.
I would not worry about that tonight. You have the lot.
You have somewhere to be tonight.
Eventually, yes.
But honestly, you could, you know, ask for a condition to recover the right of way.
Right.
Extend.
Okay. Is anyone planning and zoning ready to make a motion to approve the lot consolidation subject to the engineering?
I am, but I want Judd to explain what he just said. Are you saying you're conditioning our approval of the consolidation based on
I thought he was just following our other conversation about
it sounded as though he was concerned about something.
I don't think you have authority to do that.
No?
Yeah. Okay.
Why not? You're being asked to consolidate the lots. You have no legal basis to say no. You can't hold them up to acquire a property interest.
Well,
it's like saying, give me $20.
Okay.
So
okay.
You can't do that.
We can't condition it.
You can't do that.
We can't.
All right.
Okay. But this particular section, there's one lot.
I was joking about the $20.
There's one lot here that is obviously
non-conforming.
Non-conforming.
What do you mean?
The rest of these lots, you have the right-of-way that goes with the right-of-way. This one sticks out by 15 feet.
That's a dedicated right-of-way.
I don't see what difference.
It doesn't make a damn bit of difference.
The dedicated right-of-way...
It's either dedicated or we have an easement or...
It's dedicated.
So, but the dedicated right-of-way is only 30 feet.
Yes.
Right.
So,
and it's 55 feet over here.
If you would like it,
it
you would
plat it.
Approach
that
the
way.
Is that where the road goes?
Village of Orange Surveyor.
No, it doesn't do anything.
The road doesn't do anything.
You can't see the lines on
okay,
the street.
Okay, so what is it? I'm trying to understand your concern.
Well, I would suggest to you that if you really are running the bike pass down there, okay, and you are going to run the bike pass across that guy's property, it's not in the right way.
We don't know that that's what's going on.
A couple of things. Brian Mader is the same person who's looking at this, right, who's designing it. He's got this down. He knows every parcel.
And he's saying that that should be corrected. Read what he said.
No, he's correcting this from 30.
Okay, I'm sorry.
60.
So what is he saying about this? What is his recommendation for that?
Nothing. It wasn't addressed.
Is there?
I don't think he has a recommendation on that.
I can ask an obvious question.
In the letter.
Is there discussion of the trail, the going on Miles Road?
Oh, yeah, it is going on Miles. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't understand the problem.
No, he really doesn't posit anything on that at all.
Brian was very careful in designing the road. If we needed easements, we requested the easements of the property owner. The fact that there's a jut out there is not relevant to what's in front of you. Not relevant.
But I don't even see how it's relevant.
I make a motion that we...
I think it is relevant, but anyway.
There's still room request between the road and that right-of-way to fit the bike trail.
Right.
Scott,
and we would have already dealt with whatever the acquisition...
Second Scott's about to motion.
Now I am going to make the motion.
Okay.
Subject to review and incorporation of the comments of the village engineer. I'll move for approval of the lot consolidation.
Thank you, Scott.
As per the corrected drawing.
Do you have the corrected one, Bob?
No, he just brought that. He said he submitted it to the village engineer, so I'll get that all back through the village engineer.
All right, motion made by Mr. Lewis.
Second.
Thank you. Any further discussion?
And I think they just would make a point that this is not an acre and a half lot yet.
Right.
This is still
1.3
acres.
But
I believe there was some
before the rule. They can still
build
something on it.
Yeah, but there was something noted in here that it was larger.
No. Where did you get that idea?
I thought that's what you were discussing with Bob.
Oh, I was doing the math. I was calculating it because we didn't see the acreage listed, so we were taking the width times the length and then dividing it by the 45,000 number.
Right.
And we got very close to that number, not exactly that number, but
okay.
There was some rounding going on. I was satisfied that it was in the approximate region. I got 1.28. Okay. Any further discussion? I will keep this out because I'm going to try to get my head around what your concern is about the trail by talking to Ryan. Where's the road? Is this the road?
Yeah.
No. That is the right of way.
Yeah. This is the center line of the road here.
There's pavement here.
Probably.
And there's pavement over there.
So there's probably
like
10 feet of grass.
Yeah.
8 feet of grass maybe the side of the road.
I don't have the plans in front of me. We may have acquired a right of way from
it.
So that's
a village engineer.
But this is right of way right here.
No, what I'm saying is if the bike path
is right of way.
Not necessarily.
That's their property. Maybe not.
People own property that's in the right of way.
Yes.
Every day, yes. I mean, everywhere, yeah. All the time.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
There could be a right of way.
We can put this off for another time. It's not relevant to today.
And Brian's job would have been to evaluate the property interest that the village is acquiring.
Okay, very good.
Having nothing to do with the lack of.
Did we vote?
No.
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 Lazar.
Yes.
Lewis.
Yes.
Hitt.
Yes.
Klein.
Yes.
Mayor Mulcahy.
Yes.
Thank you.
You do have to meet all the resolutions.
And now, if you want to give $20,
don't eat bread.
Okay, thank you.
I can't believe you said that.
It's funny.
Are you dating?
You have to be careful. It's funny.
I don't know why I figured it out. Maybe from the color
speaking
of your sweater.
Speaking of funny, my brother left Elmer Burns.
Do you work at Mayor
Mulcahy? Where
do you
go?
Yes.
Okay, that's where I live. Oh. See you guys on
the
okay, this is for a landscaping project at Orange Lake Drive. Did you get to see this ahead?
I did, yes. Karen was nice enough to give me an actual full-size drawing.
How did you do that, Karen?
Kathy stopped
in. I stole it.
I emailed her.
You were nice enough to go out of your way to stop in to get it so they could review it.
I emailed her early, but it was too small, so she came in for the
thank you.
It's my pleasure. I mean, this is so much easier for me to look at.
Oh, yeah? Okay. Here, you can
I think this is a great drawing. I think this is a great design. I love the plant materials, and I especially like this little ornamental tree in the back there. I think that's very cool.
Listen to her.
See what happens when I have a full-scale drawing.
A real drawing, not a back of a napkin.
I only have one question, and this is, this may be neither here nor there, but there's this gigantic mulch bed. On this, and I know it's the north side of the house, but I'm just concerned about if you're taking any precautions to keep weeds and other junk from growing up there, whether that's not an issue.
Well, I think it's going to be shady, and we're going to use about 3 inches of wood chips there, but we're also presumably going to be maintaining this property as well.
Okay.
So we'll keep
it chemically as opposed to putting a weed barrier down or
The problem with the weed barrier is things fall on top of the weed barrier, and then weeds grow in that.
Yeah.
So. We'll put some pre-emergent in there, but then we'll either physically or chemically remove it.
Gotcha.
Yeah, plus I think it's so shady there.
So are we voting on the deck here?
Quite a bit of grain, too.
No, that was
no.
Yeah.
Right. No,
this is just the landscape.
But you can see it's drawn in.
Yeah, they're showing that there will be some kind of, and that gives reason for why the planting is where it is in the back.
Right.
There's the deck that may come later. My question relative to addressing Kathy's is, did you make the decision to make this mulch bed because it's a shady side and grass would have a hard time growing over there? That
and it's
you
between
didn't
the woods and the house.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been with the homeowner and the homeowner's daughter, they thought it would just be a really difficult spot to try to get grass to grow. And so we thought the next best thing, rather than planting it up for no reason, is to mulch it and just let it become the woods. Yeah.
Okay. I'll buy that.
So the proposed deck is going to require a variance?
That's not us.
I understand that, but I mean, that variance does not...
They already got it, yeah. This is Tomlin's?
Yes.
Yes, this was already approved. Okay.
Yeah.
So,
and they have to do it, what, within a year? 6 months. How long is the variance?
The landscaping within secure occupancy.
No, the variance, how soon do you have to use it?
They're already constructed.
Did you get a copy of the engineer's notes on this?
I did, yes.
There's a process of it, yes.
So I understand what the engineer is talking about on here, and I think I'd like to make a motion to approve it, subject to the engineer's comments.
Second.
Is that a question or statement? I second. You do second. Okay.
Any further comments, questions?
Question. Yes. Yeah. This is a letter from March 18th. Are all of the village engineer's comments going to be reflected in what is actually done?
One of the comments was that there are going to be cleanouts where those three trees are, and just to make sure that the cleanouts are visible and easy to get to in the future. So that will do. There's utilities here as well, and that's why that bed's drawn there. So I doubt they're gonna swale through those utilities. But if the swale's coming through, they will adjust that bed. Obviously, we don't want those plants to drown.
Okay, then you will.
Yes, absolutely.
Lazar.
Yes.
Moran.
Yes.
Newland.
Yes.
Lewis.
Yes.
Kitt.
Yes.
Klein.
Yes.
Mayor McKay.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thanks.
Good luck.
Thank you.
I'm sorry.
Lane McKelvey, please, for the
We needed to see it necessarily, but was there a plant, Kathy, or that on the larger garage? I guess it was. A planting schedule?
Hey, everybody.
How you doing?
Planting schedule was on a separate thing. It doesn't matter. I went over all the plant materials.
Okay. All right. Sure. Good.
Okay. We've seen this before. What have we done with this before besides decide it didn't need a variance?
Well, this was the basketball. Mm-hmm. We approved that.
You did. I think it was approved subject to adding the scissor truss and vaulting the ceiling. But we're here because we made some modifications to both bump outs.
Okay.
Yeah. To accommodate a reconfiguration of the staircase. And
do you want to point our attention to what's changed?
Well, I thought it was changed because it did something with the exterior porch area. But it's more than that?
No, the veranda's unchanged.
Oh.
It's just the two bump outs on the basketball court. Yes.
It was simply rectangular.
No, the bump outs existed. We just made them a foot larger. Each bump out was a foot longer, a foot deeper, and the one with the porch on it with the access at grade is a little wider.
That's good. Those are all good.
Yeah. More volume. So is that just to accommodate the stair on the rear?
And they can put a bench here.
Yeah, two things. We wanted a little. I think another foot. I think it bought us another foot at the top of the three-point arch, mm-hmm. and also provided another foot for additional runoff when somebody's running to the basket. So that was the functional objective.
And they're doing their aerials.
Yeah, right. Yeah, right.
When they have the slam dunk competition.
Yep.
My kids in the middle of the street.
Good for the safety of the basketball
players. So we're just
scissor truss.
Are we just making a motion on the changes?
I think that was a recommendation.
Yes. There are no variances necessary.
Yes, exactly.
It's just a different plan that was originally approved, and so it had to be reapproved.
Were there any changes on the patio area and the barbecue area over here?
By planning and APR.
Yeah, because they changed the footprint.
Right. And therefore, the exterior.
Mm-hmm. And that was approved. We received a building permit, and we're actually under construction now on that.
So there are no changes that are being expected there.
Anything about the patio?
Okay.
Motion approved.
Joint motion?
Joint motion.
Thank you.
Any second.
No subject to's, wherefores, what not?
Were there any engineers' comments for this? I doubt that there were, but
no.
There probably was. Did this go back to the engineer?
The engineer, no, there were no variances, no further variances necessary.
Well, should we make this motion subject to the engineer just reviewing it again? Because
We can. There weren't any grading issues involved, so I wasn't intending to, but we've been certainly have.
Well, if you don't feel it's necessary, I'm not overriding that because I don't know better.
I don't think it's necessary.
I was just suggesting it to my colleagues here. If anyone else thinks they know better.
Okay. Yeah, it's not affecting the current grading. I just wondered if the engineer had commented on it. Anyhow.
The first go-around.
Yeah, the first go-around he did, but given how the grades were, it's
would you like me to look at it?
I don't see any reason that he needs to do that.
All right.
There's nothing. Where the couple of changes have been made in the building, they don't affect the grade.
Call the roll. Lazar.
Yes.
Moran.
Yes.
Newland.
Yes.
Lewis.
Yes.
Kitt.
Yes.
Klein.
Yes.
Mayor Mulcahy.
Yes, but I'd like to be come over and watch a game.
you are going to get enough noted arc
yes.
on it?
Oh, yeah.
A number of
the scissors are still that out. Okay, all right. I'll mention that.
My horse. My horse.
Yeah, right, yeah. Right.
Thank you very much.
Thank you all.
Steve, I really do.
Who seconded it?
Still second. Good. Karen.
Appreciate it.
Who
thanks,
was
Karen.
The second on that? Brian made the motion.
I did. Look, oh, Anthony did.
Anthony? Okay.
Okay. Mr. Heath.
Okay.
This is a new house, been approved by the architect and by the engineer.
There's no basketball court in this one. Right?
No basketball court.
There's probably no room in the backyard. You need something? Okay.
You're good.
All right, show us the new house.
So this home is a 2,422 square foot single story building with a finished basement. That is a garden style lookout at the back. Two bedroom.
What kind of style?
Garden style. So the grade tapers off about 4 feet. So there'll be windows along the back side of the finished basement to look out into the rear. Two bedrooms and four baths.
Is there a den?
There's a bathroom in the finished basement, and then each bedroom has its own bathroom, and then a powder room for guests.
Is that
cool? Half bath. So actually, it's three and a half. Sorry. Three and a half. Sorry.
Why is the bath in the basement shown down here?
That's oh, those are the rough-in locations, so if you go to the next page, you'll be
next
finished.
Page is the blank.
Yeah.
Yep. May I ask approximately what is
this particular home?
Careful, Sheriff.
You know, I didn't check sales price on this one before I came in this evening. I figured you'd ask that the day I don't check that.
Well, you can ballpark it.
Yeah, honestly, I can't even begin the ballpark.
It's in fours, the fives, the six.
I would say fours.
Lower, upper.
I'm gonna try and look that up for you.
Is this flex space an indoor space?
Yep.
Oh, so that could be a bedroom. Okay, I feel so much better.
Yeah, well, it needs a closet to comply as a bedroom. Right now, it's like it would be like an office.
An office
like
a closet, too?
So this just goes, like down, this goes down to the basement. There's no second plan for a second potential build-out on the second floor.
Although it looks like there's one.
We have this high window, but that's in the foyer.
Mm-hmm. I love these new terms, like cafe, gathering room.
So this is 2,400 square feet?
One floor. It's got that second
yes.
floor.
Yes. Yeah, we wouldn't count the square footage of the finished basement.
Did or did not?
We would. No, we do not. But that's about, that's 1,651. So it's really about a 4,000, over 4,000 square feet of living space.
Lots of room.
Yeah, I mean, the staircase down into the basement, you know, that's an open railing or, knee wall overlooking into the basement. So
did
I think
you find
it'll feel
the price, or are you just getting too many things shot at you all at once?
Too many things shot at me all at once.
Okay. They're windows.
Ryan, are you concerned about the roof from the right and left elevation?
Yep.
This one?
Yep.
I went to the last page first because I figured that would be
so it's sort of a half wall
under the microscope as usual.
At least there's lots of windows.
There are lots of windows, and that sort of offsets.
If there is no
what's right here? I mean, could something fill in there?
Well, that's in the roof that's over a bathroom.
Yeah, but one of those decorative.
Well, you could put in a either a dormer vent or
he's
something.
He's still looking
there.
For me. Okay, yeah. Giving up on that?
I just texted the sales rep to check because I couldn't find the email.
That's not that good.
Full disclosure on this these elevations, guys. The side and rear. Last time we had this particular type of home sale, we made some modifications to the side and the rear, and those were not applied to these side elevations. So I assumed this might come up. So I went ahead and drew in what I would propose on the sides if we're not happy with a few copies for everyone to look at.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, I've given my own copy away.
Is that new material, or is that somewhere else already?
The shake material?
Oh, yeah.
The shake would be new on the house.
Yeah.
We wouldn't have to do the shake. We could do like a paneling all the way up to match the bottom and not do the shake.
Yes, right.
This is
and then maybe do siding up in the reverse gable part.
Like this.
Yeah.
Shake looks nice.
Yeah. I thought it looked okay. It was just we don't have any of the shake on the front.
Yeah. It makes a big difference.
Yeah.
It does. These are better.
Yep.
You just passed out.
I think that introducing the shake helps to give it more definition than unless it's just a solid panel like a fiber reinforced cement board.
No, I mean it's a hardy community, so it'll be a hardy shake.
Yeah. But they also make hardy panel, which is like a 4x8.
Flat panel.
But if you're going to change it to something a little more meaningful, I think the shake is a better move.
Okay.
But I like that whole, you know, where you, whatever you do there to make that little roof line there, break it up.
It breaks it up.
Yeah, looks good.
All right, want to show us materials?
Eric, did you have any thoughts on
I do. The rear elevations really throw me off. I don't know if it's something on the roof line. The roof line's not matching it. I think the volumes and the roof lines are just coming together very strange.
I think Judd will appreciate that the CAD tech's line weights didn't come through there. But this green line I just drew, that would be
The stoop or the eave or the porch.
So that recesses back. There was an engineering comment on the house about the inability to put a patio or deck at the back.
What you drew?
Yeah, I would just remind that the exit door out of the back is in the alcove of the rear of the building,
right.
So there would, in fact, be plenty of room. It'd be 12 feet of depth, and then as much as they wanted to go sideways.
Where did that show, Eric? What does that mean to you?
I was looking at just the relation of the roof gables in relation to the bump outs in the exterior, and it seems like there was a roof coming down, and it just was chopped off at the back.
It's a three-dimensional thing.
It's just very odd.
Thing.
You see what I mean, John, at all?
Yeah, I do. There is a little bit of confusion in that
left elevation.
There's something going on here that I understand where this little notch is where you put the green line, Keith. That's the notch out, but on the left side of the of the rear elevation.
I know what happened here.
What's going on there? That doesn't square.
Right.
That doesn't square with the the rest of the
whole. It's
room.
Actually
an actual house or something.
Somehow this is.
It's actually, if you can think about it this way, Judd, I think what I'm seeing here is that, imagine this home as a, this is the opposite handing drawn. So I think it's a cat error. This gable here should be on.
Spank that cat guy.
Girl, yep.
Girl, whatever.
Can you show us over here?
Less of her.
Yes.
Yeah, don't do that.
That's a drafting error.
That makes more sense to me.
Yeah.
Of how that relationship works.
Yeah. I'm looking at it and I'm saying, these things don't, something's in the wrong place.
Yeah, see, we have to go.
No, Eric's going to show me when he gets back.
Yes, Ron.
Only if he brings it with him.
No, he's going to draw it on there for us.
Because I'm looking at the roof plan and then I'm looking at the elevation.
Mm-hmm.
And there.
Oh. This whole gable?
When you turn this around to match up, it doesn't.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If only I could draw all 1,036 floor plans that we build a year.
My only concern is that you're building this.
No, I hear you. Yeah, I could.
Somebody's going to get.
They drew that rear elevation the wrong hand. This truss is floating in the middle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody ready to see the materials?
Yes.
Well, I think whatever motion we make is going to require a corrected elevation and roof plan to make sure that they're coordinated properly.
Yeah. As well as the adjustments proposed on the side elevations.
Can we have
Keith and the mayor use this and initial this?
Yeah. Absolutely. And yeah, you guys are welcome to
correct the drawing submitted later.
Administratively,
yeah, we've done that.
All right, what's going on? Would you like to show us the material?
Sure.
Doctor should point out the lot.
Yes,
because that one shouldn't have gone by yet.
I have it.
Yes.
Okay, let's see here. Brick is Country Road. I don't have my MEF engineering here. Is my holder,
John Denver.
Brick is Country Road. The horizontal siding is the Dorian Gray. Should be at the bottom here. The entry door is Chateau Brown. Garage door, again, is the Dorian Gray with the horizontal siding. The roof is black. And the shutters are Musket Brown. Actually, maybe this is easier to show you guys, I guess, but I don't know if you're comfortable looking at
this. Oh, that's the whole thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the whole package there, right?
Yeah,
there.
This is the whole package, but the shingles will be black and there's no stone on the house.
Why did you go with black shingles with sort of the brown palette? Wouldn't you have used something that's a dark brown?
I believe that was a special request from this particular homeowner, custom package.
You have to be careful giving them a license.
I know.
There's a lot of weathered wood in that neighborhood.
Yeah.
Maybe it'll be a nice change. Decent variety.
A lot of weathered wood where?
The roof.
The spec on the roof and material. Weathered wood is very, very popular.
It's probably about 95% of homes in America.
Exactly. It doesn't come off black because it's got some variation to it. It's a gray and black and it has some. And then there's a little bit of a fleck in it.
Yeah, a gray fleck.
All right. Is anybody ready to make a joint motion to approve, subject to the correction on the roof and
the addition?
Oh, the change to
the side elevation dormer units.
Do we have copies of what he's proposing for that?
Yes, he gave us copies of the proposed
with corrected drawings to be submitted.
I was just like Bill Bob to hear that.
Where do you go?
I don't know.
He just disappeared again.
Okay, so anybody ready to make that motion?
So moved.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you. Any further comments, questions?
I do have one more comment, sorry.
Okay.
On the front elevation, those headers seem really large. Can we bring those down 2 inches from 12 inch to 10 inch? See above the windows?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that was an owner request. They just seem
No, it wasn't. We can absolutely take those down.
They just seem really heavy and drawn.
Yeah. Do you want the same on the front door, too? to match, or do you want to leave that one 12?
I think with the wider opening, it works.
Okay. Yeah, those are smaller windows, too. They're only two foot wide. So.
And the garage door could probably remain the same, too.
Yeah.
Because it's a bigger...
What's this?
Yeah.
That's a roof. That's a, yeah.
What about the
shed roof that comes out with corbels on it?
What about the first left, the one on the left, the window on the left?
All of the windows.
Smaller windows.
Every single window.
Yeah, the small windows would have the 10-inch
header
on it. As
who made the motion?
Officially, I did.
Okay, so would you like to amend your motion?
So amended.
Okay, so Bob, and who seconded?
Yeah. I had 10-inch headers at the windows on the front elevation, and the 12-inch headers will remain as shown for the front door and garage, above the garage door.
I want you to hear what we're about to vote on. Okay, so we said that house subject to the new side elevations that he brought in tonight, and the change that Judd just described to you above the windows.
And correcting the roof.
And submitting
and
a correct
elevation.
Okay.
So that you'll be able to approve that administratively.
Anthony, did you second the amended motion?
I will second the amended motion.
Thank you. Carl. Lazar.
Yes.
Moran.
Yes.
Newland.
Sure. Yes.
Lewis.
Boyer. Yes.
Hitt.
Yes.
Klein.
Yes.
Mayor Mulcahy.
Yes.
Thank you.
Very good.
Put that change in all the rest of these lying guys.
Lying guys.
5'10" is what he recalls.
Isn't that an Eagles song? Lying guy.
Lying guy. It's a beautiful lot. We can capture it on lot premium too.
Where is it in the cul-de-sac?
It's when you go in that phase, take a left, and then it's on the right hand side.
Just a question generically for you, Keith. How's the pulse on sales as we're going into spring? Do you see things ramping up or kind of staying the same?
Yep, we're doing great. Well, in Cleveland, we sold...
we just want to know about Orange Village.
Oh, yeah. Overall, we're doing very well, though. But there was a little bit of a lull. But, you know, two sales in the pack. We've got a few more coming in. So, we're doing okay. What
did you say? We will see him again on the 16th. Oh, how many? You bought 94 lots?
Yes.
So how many are sold?
Of the 94? Well, we've only got maybe one or two left in the initial phase, and then we've only...
You said how many in that phase?
Yeah. Gosh, you have a lot of tough questions tonight. Yeah, I'm trying to remember.
Okay.
Well, we expect you to do your homework for the 17th.
I was busy redrawing.
I had to redraw my words.
Yeah, so I can give you guys a little bit more of a status update next time I'm in.
Why don't you do that next time you come in?
Yeah, absolutely. Just curious. I can do that. I won't be here on the 10th. I'll have a center rep for me on the 10th for the council meeting. So I can't make it. I'll be in Columbus.
Why are you coming to the council meeting?
It was recommended to see the vote through for the variance approved last time.
Which one was that? Not the Thomas one.
That was lot number 24.
No, What's this one?
It's like...
This was the Tahoe Trail.
Yeah, we build over 700 homes a year down there, so I oversee all the architecture. Yes, very much so.
I pass it every day.
Yeah, you live down there?
No.
Yes, we commute to our car.
Jeez, we pass each other every day then. Yeah, Nottingham Trace, 290 lots there. So,
wow,
where do you live?
Where do I live?
In the back of the area.
Basically, hotels mostly, but I live over in the Sugarland area.
Sugarland Falls?
Yeah.
Okay, very nice.
All right. Anything else?
So you're familiar with us, okay.
Yeah, absolutely. I love this.
Were there any engineers' comments on this?
I think they were all approved.
It was addressed.
Fortune.
You'll need one to put one in.
But he doesn't need to do that because of where the porch would go is within the setback area.
That's covered. We don't need a sump pump. He recognized that on the comments, so we typically just like to give everybody the same love and attention. So,
To them in another form.
Yeah, and then there was a...
30-foot island.
There was an as-noted comment on the architecture, too, about the wall section. Ron just... The wall section didn't have a gray brick detail recessed into the foundation, which is obviously our intent. The elevations show otherwise. So when we submit new drawings for you, we'll correct that. Yep.
Well, we could have picked that up in our motion. Okay.
But
okay, thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a good night, guys. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Good luck. Focus on the tech and then on the design.
Thank
you,
sir. Okay. Mr. Palachuk?
That's incorrect. My name is Dustin James. I'm replacing Joe this evening. Nice to meet you.
Okay, likewise.
Oh, yes.
And you're from the sign company.
Oh, yes.
Okay, well, we got a letter from the landlord. He didn't address the size chart, but he says it's approved by them and meets all the lease requirements.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Where's that letter? Did you all get your packet?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. It was included in the packet.
Okay, if you all print out your packets and then you get a whole other set when you're here, we have to think about all this paper somehow.
No, I don't give a whole other set, not unless they request it.
So you just send it
I send me. It just to you. And
here's the letter from Bob.
That we
Is that sign centered over the whole space? Or is it
happy?
Yeah,
between these two.
Because it looks like it's favored to the right there.
To be honest with you, I would say be centered, but I don't 100% know personally.
Because I would think you'd either want it centered on the space of the store, or you want it centered over the door.
If I had to guess it, to me it looks like I think they're shooting for centered over, like you're saying, over the between the space there is what it looks like by item A.
You'd probably want to know that.
Well, we do. I think that's. This whole thing has to correspond to that master plan that was...
And we don't have it, and we didn't see it, but I'm assuming that Bob...
Isn't this it here?
Yes.
Oh.
So I apologize. I intended to get you copies of this. This is the original...
Dennis Graff right there?
Right.
Yeah.
These are the square footages for the original layout, Horizon...
So 32 square feet is the allowance for them, and their signage is the square footage.
36 inches. 68.5 square feet. What are they allowed?
According to this,
32.
I'm
looking at the line here. The center line is
68.5. What's that?
Well, but didn't we want it to be bigger?
Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah, that's what we
wanted it to be bigger.
Yeah.
Because we wanted it to be more in line with the FedEx Kinko's. But the question really is, it could be bigger subject to the fact that they have fewer signs than they did before.
Why?
Well, they
don't.
Why
do they
have fewer?
Well,
they had...
Yeah, that is.
Look at Papa Santos. Isn't this the dental center?
Yeah, yeah, right. That's dental. Right.
Either way, they didn't count it.
So,
not the logo.
It doesn't look too big when you look at it in scale.
You're right. It's not centered. This is still longer, even if you cut the logo.
What they did is take the
Verizon is shown at the appropriate scale.
But the numbers add up to too big.
Well, the Verizon shown here.
Yeah, there's the problem.
What?
There's the problem. But the Verizon's frontage, which is now Spectrum's frontage, is not correct in the plan. In the schedule.
How do you know that?
Well, because it's 44.
It's 44 feet, and it's shown as
19, so I'm not quite sure.
Didn't he have so much total, and he... Yeah, he was able to allocate it to me.
I remember that spreadsheet.
Well, 312.
Mm-hmm. A couple
this,
years ago.
He's got this.
So this must be 312 feet. Huh?
No, it was 312 square feet was the allowed.
It's
not.
It's
but he's
also
a foot.
That's a call. That's no. Yeah, that's no big deal. I wouldn't.
He's a variant.
Yeah, that's
not commensurate.
But I was just trying
they
to figure out.
Calculated
if
all this out. He didn't have a variance of 105 based on
at all. This is there. We got to go by what they're calling.
Okay, yeah, they went from 210 square feet to 315.
That's what they're saying.
So now,
I'm in the
planning board. Can I call you back?
Maybe it's center.
The question is, are these other ones really as big as they say they are?
No, I
understand. As far as I know, these haven't changed. The only one that I know had changed was...
Okay, so who has a calculator?
Yeah.
I can't.
Well, one of the things that I...
We gave a variance to the dental school sign.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is not up to date enough to make up.
Well, I don't think it's up to date enough, but more importantly here is, going back to the schedule that's shown here, he's included in wall signage area the monument sign in the total. Which it shouldn't have been there in the first place.
So if you take that out and add it to the 32, do you get enough to cover what they said?
What year is that from?
This is...
2011?
2000? I don't know.
How much did you put in? 56?
56.
Okay, so take 56 and add it to 31.
I even texted my boss about that.
31.
32.
You got 90, you got 88 square feet.
And what did they submit?
68 square feet.
Then they're fine, right?
No, I don't think so.
You don't think I should...
No, I don't think that that's the way that was set up to do. I think it's the scope of that was set up the way it's drawn right now, as far as, you know, and we gave them a variance for that.
No, because they didn't know all their tenants and who they were going to be or how...
We gave them a variance for all their signs.
For the
signs.
Total,
for the total
signs. So they have the allowance and they have the...
So that's where the 32 square
feet... You think it should be
feet.
In the monument signs you count?
Yes.
No, we're just talking about the front.
The monument sign doesn't count.
This is just talking about front.
No, storefront sign.
This is just frontage in the ordinance, the variance.
It does has nothing to do with the monument sign. Mm-hmm. The monument sign is a completely separate, should have its own column.
This is they've misidentified.
Expand the total allowable square footage of signage allowed on the property.
The storefront.
Storefront.
No. This ordinance talks about linear footage and frontage and then it says allowed on the property, allowable square footage allowed on the property. Did you mean frontage?
Well, it means frontage of the building, yes.
Well, no. Here it says the total allowable square footage of signage allowed on the property. But this 210 square foot would only have applied to the frontage because it's 210 feet long. So they're still allowed a monument sign, so this restriction can't apply to that, too. But that's how it reads.
I think it's correct as intended. It's the width of the storefront, the maximum allowable wall signage.
I agree. That's what it intended to do. That's just not what it says.
And
I mean, all the lead-ups to it. You talked about frontage and 210-foot.
And then the sign, the Spectrum sign right now is actually larger than the Verizon sign.
We asked them to make it larger.
Well, I do remember
well,
that.
The original sign that they proposed when they came
was
in
small.
Was much smaller.
All right, so Brian, it's assuming that this is just, you know, what it's supposed to be. What's wrong with the logic of them taking off the amount that they gave to the monument sign, which they didn't have to?
Uh-huh.
Adding it back to their total allowance, and this fits within it.
Yeah. So the Verizon sign that's there now, I think, is appropriate and meets the size and all the necessary, you know, width and everything else that it's there.
So you're saying you want them to go back to the smaller sign they first submitted?
No, because the smaller sign that they submitted was much, much smaller than the Verizon.
Wait,
I think the sign that they're drawing now.
Wait.
This is one of those garbage.
I think it's the same size.
I think it's the same size. I think that the calculations are wrong.
Okay.
Let me relook at this thing here because I just noticed something. That.
What was the garbage in? I see the garbage out.
If the garbage in included the monument sign in the calculation of the wall sign space, that would be error.
Yes, but that's only calculating the grand total signage, whereas this correctly identified building-wide signage.
Are these numbers correct?
Yeah, for the frontage conversation, yes. That's exactly what correlates to the chart there. But only talking about frontage and not including the monument sign in the total.
Very their signage area, because we allow in the code for the extenders to extend beyond the base area. So the actual sign, calculated sign area, is that box right there.
Agree.
Okay. That being said, the total area is 33.11 square feet.
Uh-huh. Okay, let's get the sign along the way.
And where does 33.11
makes it
within a foot of the original?
Yeah, it makes it about the same size.
Makes it very similar to the Verizon.
The Verizon sign.
Good.
That's there.
Good. I mean,
so we all feel good about it.
Optically, it seems right.
It's appropriate.
But this is bigger than it was when we first saw it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because the first one they had was like a 12-inch sign.
It's very appropriate.
And can we condition approval on the spectrum being centered?
I don't see why not.
I think we...
Is it centered in the picture?
It's not.
It's not?
But it can be.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're trying to hide something.
It looks pretty well centered. That's the center line.
Pretty well,
it's
not centered. What?
Pretty well is not centered.
What's not?
It's really not centered. It's off by probably, a foot or more.
Well, not according to their center line.
Yes, it is. I just measured it all out.
It's been very meticulous down here.
What did you measure it with?
Whatever.
That's okay. We got a scale drawing. Whether you did it or not, we can condition it on being
centered on the storefront.
That's exactly right.
So I don't think that's so difficult to add as
your point?
Condition of approval.
I mean, if they included the monument sign in the calculation of the total square footage, it was a wrong. Did they do that?
It looks that way.
But the ordinance. The ordinance says.
This number, this grand total square footage, includes the ground sign.
Yeah.
And it shouldn't have.
So
we're allowed to go to the frontage.
Who was our building inspector in 2016?
That goes back to
Ron, Dave.
No, I'm
Lou,
sorry.
Lou.
I don't know.
It wasn't Lou in 2016.
So
it was probably 3 years ago.
I mean, council missed it too, Ron.
There's no way that we would know. We take the information and put it in the ordinance. There was no backup here that showed us the calculation.
I'm going to just try real hard to just let that one go.
Good. There's nothing we can do about it.
I don't have to really understand it.
There's nothing we can do about it.
All right. Would anybody like to make a motion to approve this sign? Yeah, we could correct it. Yeah.
It's already been acted.
Could we? Would somebody like to make a motion to approve this sign subject to it being centered over the building?
Yes.
Well, but every time they come in for a sign, it's going to come up.
I'll second.
Thank you very much, gentlemen. Any further discussion? Anybody want to talk about old ordinances?
One of the questions is, does the current design apply with the code?
Hey, you guys have been great. That's
well,
no worries.
No.
Which code?
No.
This ordinance or the sign code?
We comply with the sign code.
No, it complies with the variance.
The proposal certainly complies with it. It's less than what the sign code would have allowed for that space, but not for the overall building.
Okay.
And that's basically why they do
it. No, this variance, we're only talking about the length of the sign.
I understand.
And this puts it to the larger number, so you can't include the monument sign, even though that's...
No, it doesn't.
Even though
the ordinance and the drawing include the monument sign, the area that we are talking about for this sign now, once you've calculated it properly, is within...
Okay. I am talking about the variance is at odds with the VL.
Well, you've got a number that includes the monument sign that's allowable, right?
Right.
That, including all those numbers and changing out the previous sign.
Okay, we'll
duke
this out when the next one comes in.
No, we're still absolutely fine as far as it is as compliant
now
as
variance?
It was with the original. Okay. Yes. The big question would be if somebody came with a larger sign the ordinance that we approved allowed for that additional square footage unintentionally, what would we do with it then? We don't have that problem, so we get to move past that, I think, at the moment.
Okay, call the roll. Lazar.
Yes.
Lewis.
Yes.
Pitt.
Yes.
Klein.
Yes.
Mayor Mulcahy.
Yes.
You like that one?
You're approved.
Spectrum is authorized to all. Anybody here that has Spectrum? 10% off their next bill.
Government rates.
There's going to be an error in the tape.
A missing file.
Totally kidding.
The ministry. Let the ministry reflect at every general offer.
I'm not sure it's the signed contractor you can offer that, can you? Anyways.
All right. At this time, we would like to review the service building department sign. I will say that our lovely service director was a tiny bit put out that we would like embellish what he submitted, but what you gave back is prettier. It's nicer. Either way, whatever you guys say, the nicer one's about $500 more. So please make your decisions, keeping in mind that it's... Oh, and plus we have to add the address to it, Erica. Oh, no, we decided no. Because you don't see this until you've turned into the driveway.
This is just wayfinding signage, essentially. Right. But it doesn't need an address.
Right. Right.
Right.
You do this.
So what Eric proposed $500 more than what is shown here?
I don't know, because that's for molding and stuff.
Oh, we're adding to what? What's the delta on that? Is that like a 10% increase?
It's really right there.
I mean, the only thing that Eric...
just dealing with wounded ego.
This is a nicer sign.
Fine. So I'll make a motion to recommend approval of this sign.
Do we need a nicer sign?
No, I think we should have it.
Yeah, I think it should.
We should have been. Well, it's not going to be visible from the road.
Even so, there's traffic here.
Nothing but the best for us.
It's probably about 15 feet back from the...
But I'm not sure I understand why it's $500. You know, there isn't $500 more of material.
A little more AZEC.
I don't know why it's there. Yeah, but AZEC isn't very expensive.
What are these spaces here?
Now look, he has a space between the pillar. Is there a space on this one?
What is that?
Be a space between.
Isn't this?
Yep. He has a little. He has a little capital on the post, and then he's got this entablature that goes across.
Is there a space here on Bob?
No, there wasn't.
So I sort of like it better going all the way across, without the space. Sort of. This looks like it's just sort of hanging.
It is.
Can we just go back? We can use your molding, but go back to this being all the way across.
Of course.
Okay. All right, as I draw, Drew, I'm making a motion to approve. And we'll see how close it gets. Would somebody like to second my motion to approve?
It looks like it.
Thank you.
Thanks, Kit, very much so.
All right, any other comments, questions? We have to call them tomorrow, Wednesday night. Tomorrow night, can you ask them why I got one?
Yeah.
All right, call the roll. Lazar.
Yeah.
Lewis.
Yes.
Kit.
Yes.
Klein.
I think he's up.
Was there hesitation there? Mayor
Mulcahy.
Yes.
I was just going to say you could bring him over.
Is he doing duty?
Yeah, he was over there.
He is?
Well, what time
if
is
he? Was, then he would have come over here. It's 7:30?
Well, he left at 7.
We could have done him first. I didn't know he was even in the village, let alone in the building.
He was in the village.
I don't think he wanted to be here.
We need some specification on what the motion was.
The drawing.
As drawn at the meeting, modified by Mayor Mulcahy.
We got
a drawing up. Is she practicing architecture without a license?
I'm practicing planning and zoning. Finally. Okay.
Actually, that doesn't require an architect seal or stamp on
okay.
it because it has no life safety issues.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Or habitability.
Building commissioner's report.
Unless some,
are all the other architects comfortable with that?
I wasn't here during the day, but about six news came on.
We can only hope.
we have...
I defer to Karen. A lot of things came in today that will be on the Planning Commission next...
Right. We have two additions that will be on there, two brand-new houses. There's one other thing, and I... Yes, in Lakes of Orange. And one other thing, I'm sorry, I can't recall. So I think there's five.
Okay, but that's telling us what's ahead. Yes. Tell us what happened since the last time we met.
People got permits for stuff. I really should do this better. I apologize. It's been a good month. Really starting to feel caught up. Especially, we did issue the permits for the new building department. So the guys are getting ready to start on that. Actually, should have started I think yesterday. Hopefully we'll be on track and moving.
Did they give you a schedule of when they're looking for occupancy over there?
Yes, and I think it was the end of June.
It was June 18th.
June 18th.
Approximately, yes.
Okay. What GC did we select for that?
I'm sorry?
Which GC did we select for that?
Sterling. Sterling Contractors. And yesterday we received the subcontractor list, and so we're reviewing that.
Does the head of the electrical union know that?
He will probably know someday soon.
Do you have to follow up with him, or you think he's going to follow up?
I don't intend to follow up with him, but we'll answer his questions when he calls.
Because if he wants information, he can ask for it.
Right, right. And we told him we didn't know, and that we would know, and so... just as they did.
What was he inquiring about?
He called me to find out why there was such a discrepancy between the two.
There's always worry that they're not going to pay prevailing wage.
So I know they also spoke with Bob Zugin about that. They didn't call me about that, but I know they wanted to know, you know, who was going to be.
They called me, and okay. I referred them to Zugin.
Oh, good. Okay. So they wanted to know, you know, who is going to be responsible for the prevailing wage tracking and all of that. So I know we provide them with that information.
What else?
I think we've only got, five projects going on down at Pinecrest at the moment. We're mostly done with the... we're all done with the foundation work for the new hotel at the Drury, and they started to form up to pour the second floor.
Will it be visible to the homes in Orange Street? Or is there enough talk?
Yes, I expect so. I'd have to think about that.
On and on with the resident house, it wouldn't be visible.
Well, there's... Except if and when that
there's
happens,
so
there's two office buildings that are going to be behind
Street.
That.
I said when there's an eventually. Office building, yes. It'll be visible.
And those will definitely be visible to the houses in...
What will?
If and when the office building...
Okay, occurs. I told them that. I said,
but
that
those will screen
itself.
The hotel.
It's more to the west, though. The hotel... Isn't there a whole lot of woods between the hotel and Orange Street? Hasn't it been touched?
Yes.
Stop the road and do...
Yes, I haven't really thought of it. I'll drive down the road
do and
give you an opinion
about
what that's worth.
What else?
It's
more important than
water. They don't have a guarantee for that.
But they don't have that.
They'll just say that they wouldn't have seen it had Pinecrest not gone in. Okay.
Especially until they build that one last house on the corner, it's going to be visible from Waterford Court.
Yeah, but they don't have that agreement with Chagrin Highlands.
That's
but
correct.
They'll say if Pinecrest hadn't been built, they wouldn't have seen it. That's how they were holding them responsible for the Super 8 light.
Really? Of other important news, I did get an email back regarding the Super 8. They are in some litigation, which has caused them to hold off on proceeding with the demolition. That's all I know. We have to. They're requesting an extension. The permit, the 1-year approval on the plan review, expires shortly, and they're asking if they can get an extension on that. And state law allows them to get a 1-year extension.
Well, that's provided they make the request for the extension within the allowed time.
Yes.
Is the lawsuit related to what they're trying to do here?
I have no We could look that up, I suppose, but I did. I have not done that.
You could look it up now.
Yes.
All right, I have an item. Are you done?
Yes.
Okay, so it came to my attention roundabout that we allow barbed wire in Orange Village, and I want to eliminate that ability to put up barbed wire completely. Do you all agree with me?
I thought the state banned that, actually.
Well, where do we allow barbed wire?
The code says it can be put on a fence as long as it's above 72 inches from the ground.
Wow.
And in a U1 district, you can only have 6 feet, but in the other districts, you can have taller.
You can have what the Planning Commission allows, and only what the Planning Commission
okay,
allows.
Okay, there is a barbed wire fence in Orange Village now that I'd like to get rid of.
Yeah, there's a problem with that.
Yeah, obviously I can't because it was put up before. It's a horrible, poor taste, in my opinion.
And
but
where is it?
Between Beachmont and Orangewood, between one Jewish thing and another Jewish thing, barbed wire fence. And it's just terrible, terrible optics.
Well, they come in further.
No, I'm just asking this board if you support me asking the law director to write an ordinance banning barbed wire. I don't want another fence with barbed wire to come in, and we'll work on.
I think we should have open range.
Peer pressure for the other.
Fully supported.
Absolutely, full support. But Mayor, how could they put something in if it wasn't approved?
Oh, maybe they put it in 1920 before we were incorporated. I have no idea.
And it was legal.
And
it's legal today.
Yeah.
What we understand them to have is legal.
But they have to come in for approval to put a barbed wire fence
in. Not if it was up before this board was formed.
Before we had, right. Before we existed.
Before we had authority.
It was there before Orangewood was built.
It was grandfathered in, apparently. Yeah.
Again, we don't know with certainty whether it went in legally.
Have you ever seen it?
But there are.
Where is it?
The amazing thing to me is
I've never noticed it. We
it's behind
there.
Some of the houses on Orangewood.
It's on the houses
it's behind
that are on
multiple
the,
houses.
The north side.
And not
houses
one of those residents
of
has said anything in all these years. But somebody else brought it to my attention, and I'm upset
Beachmont,
for them.
Keeps people from jumping over the fence.
Oh,
we don't need
wild
that.
Wild cherry.
Okay.
Maybe not wild cherry, but Beachmont.
Maybe Phase 7 would like to put that.
I say we get rid of the barbed wire and we just
they haven't requested that.
Might have had something to do with it. I mean, the country club is right there.
Well, that's what it was.
Wasn't there at all.
No,
it was something the country club put in.
So it could have been the body.
I told that question.
Okay, so we'll just use peer pressure on them, but would you please do that?
Well, I think... I think we should...
Will I do that?
Will you write it, please? Will you write the legislation to do that?
So we don't have more of it.
Except, I guess we'd have to accept... If we ever have an electrical transmission, why don't we just go for
there are state rules. Our code references the state allowances for that. So there are places where it is, as I understand it, required.
Okay, and that we can't.
If I understand it correctly, and I only looked at this once, when you brought it up,
Supermax.
There are conditions where it's required, like electrical substations and things like that. Where
okay,
as I recall, railroads have some.
Is it down at a pump station on Mount Road?
I don't know of that. It didn't.
Well, I just say except where state law specifically demands it or requires it or overrides. Okay. Anybody else have anything for the good of the commission? I'll take the motion to approve the minutes for March 19th. You know, I have a question. Why can't we just put the minutes to be moved as an item? If you would like, I shall.
Yeah.
I don't know. Does anybody know why it's like this? It's so weird.
Just always a friend.
I know.
Yeah.
I don't think it should needs to be. Okay. Who would like to make a motion to approve the minutes?
Some of them.
Thank you very
second.
Much. Thank you very much. Any corrections, changes, comments? Call the roll.
Lazar.
Yes.
Moran.
Yes.
Newland.
Yes.
Lewis.
Yes.
Hitt.
Yes.
Klein.
Quiet, yes.
Mayor Mulcahy.
Yes. So, Brian, I haven't heard you. I mean, have you commented on how good and great and expansive the minutes have become in the last couple of years?
No, I have not.
They're pretty thorough.
Should I
comment on
that?
Think about that.
Let me
read to you what we have in our code already and see if it's good.
No person shall erect or maintain any fence charged with electrical current. So, there you go.
Well, this is barbed wire.
That's not replacing. That was Section A. I'm moving to Section B now. No person shall erect or maintain a barbed wire fence which abuts or is adjacent to any public street or sidewalk. This subsection B does not prevent the placement and use of not more than three strands of barbed wire on top of a fence other than a barbed wire fence.
No, that doesn't do it. It allows it right next to residents.
Provided such strands are not less than 72 inches from the ground. And that's where the height issue comes in. So it's not going to be in a residential district.
If only the U1 has a height limit.
Wait a minute. The other if I, so you're saying that if I wanted to put it in my backyard,
you could.
I couldn't, but I couldn't build the 6-foot fence and then put up the barbed wire and there was nothing you could say about it?
No, you couldn't do that.
Okay, but we still have commercial, you know, non-U1 districts. Wait a second, Beachmont is a U1.
Thanks.
So they shouldn't be allowed to have it.
But if they put it in before...
Okay, so we're back to the same place.
Yeah,
We keep getting.
That's what we do.
But I don't want that to come up anywhere else.
Circular arguments.
Mm-hmm. Spectrum wanted to put a barbed wire fence and they are adjacent to some of the residences?
You know, that argument of that I put it in before the zoning code is really weak. And first of all, that barbed
for the people that have plastic bags before April 1st.
But the barbed wire would be disintegrated by now.
Two things, though. Right. First of all, that's not a zoning code. That's in the general offenses section. Right. So it's not a zoning issue. That could be, I suppose, changed at any time. I'm not sure how that plays out with things that were up there before.
Well, you also have architectural control now, which you did before. Right. And the Architectural Board of Review could say... That's not consistent.
Is there any reason we can't just put in there barbed wire is not allowed in Orange Village, except where the state mandates it? Why can't we say that?
Well, you'd have to amend that section.
If I may, it is only the place in the code that specifically defines fences as a permitted accessory use is the U1 zoning district, which means
everything else has
to come here. For an approval, just like we were talking about with the...
What if Brian Hitt likes barbed wire?
The way that it stands right now, Planning Commission could simply say no.
Okay.
Why don't we put people on notice that we
don't allow barbed wire?
Yeah. And the fact is, why don't you go to Beachmont and tell them to take the barbed wire down?
Okay, well, first of all, we have already told them
what do you mean?
Well, first of all, you don't know that it violates that section.
It doesn't violate anything if they put it in before the rule.
There's no way.
That's the way it is.
Prove it.
Okay.
Prove it that they put that in there before 1949.
But
barbed wire would have disintegrated by now.
What's in that code doesn't abut a public street or walk. It seems to be, if I understood you correctly, the location of this thing does not violate that statement.
It does.
Right, so it's allowed.
No, it does. It does violate.
Could somebody tell me, please, why we don't want to literally say no barbed wire, but instead we want to use the
circuitous
way to get to the
My point is that you have an ordinance right now that's not being enforced.
Okay, wait a minute. Steve, is there a reason why we can't do that?
Why you can't prohibit barbed wire?
Yeah.
Okay,
so will you do that? Okay, thank you. Now, I did ask the chief to say something to the Beachmont manager because we could determine that we couldn't make them take it down. So I thought based on his long-term relationship with him, maybe he could, you know, sort of like...
Influence.
Yeah, like just... I said, tell him that the mayor's on a rampage about it or, you know, something. Just, I'd be the bad guy and Chris be the good guy.
If you have a barbed wire fence, you can maintain it. You can change the wire. And that doesn't trigger the loss of the non-conforming.
So when they put up the new barbed wire stuff 2 years ago, it was allowed?
If they are replacing an existing facility that was put in prior to...
That was an existing non-conforming use. Yeah. they can replace it.
Okay, so we did put out the thought, but if we can't enforce it, there's nothing more I can do. But I know that the new executive director of Orangewood is going to do some, you know, be pressing them.
So how long do you estimate this fence goes with the barbed wire?
He's taking over for
I guess that
probably the whole length of Orangewood along Beachfront.
So it's several miles?
But it's, you know, the whole length, you know, anywhere where Orangewood backs
up. Oh, I don't know. The entire length of Lander, there's no barbed wire. And the entire visible length in Orangewood, I don't see it. I haven't noticed. So it must be just behind some houses, all the way around.
Where the
maybe even to Beachfront.
That's where it was.
I'm sure I know which kids they were trying to keep out.
Wait a minute. Orangewood wasn't
even built.
They
probably moved out.
Okay. So what I was wondering is,
either that or they
if it's a matter of height, I mean, maybe you could offer them offer to replace something on top that's not barbed wire. Maybe the city could foot the bill to put chicken wire up there. I mean, it's a god awful solution, but I mean, it's not prickly like a. You know, it's not going to hurt somebody.
I don't think they need anything like that. Yeah, I don't even understand why it's there to begin
just
with.
But people
the barbed
are
wire
funny,
the top.
You know.
I mean,
right.
Maybe when it was just the Jews inside, we were protecting ourselves. But it's a bad optic. Barbed wire between Jews. Terrible, terrible, terrible. Okay. Anything else for anybody? Well, we'll see you all in 2 weeks.
Warn us
out. Do we have any? Do we have a cow ordinance?
You're on.
Well, tonight we have a cow. Scott, hang back.
We allow.
Pardon me? Yeah. Back for a second.
You have to have enough
acreage.
You can't. Well, the problem with cows is it's really hard to maintain it so it doesn't smell.
The problems with cows is the cow.